Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Zoning Administrator Melissa Poppenbarger to talk about their online permitting process. Now, this is something that has been going on for the last couple of years. This is actually something the Knoxville City Council has decided they're going to be implementing on their own. But this is something you guys have been doing. Tell us a little bit about how this process got implemented and what are some of the features of it.
Marion County started the online permitting program about 2 years ago. We bought the program from Snyder, and it interacts with Beacon, so pretty user-friendly. We've been working with Beacon Snyder Corp since 1997, so we felt it was a good fit. I guess we went to trying to do an online permitting workflow system, not only to help the property owners out there that are wanting to build, but also since the county is split between three different buildings. We have the county engineer out at Marion County Park, and we have Corey out at the Environmental Health Office, and myself here at the courthouse. It's helped with the workflow. It also helps people that may be from out of town or work out of town be able to hop online and start the permitting process, you know, in the evening or when they have a free moment without having to take a half a day off work and drive down here. Now, I do want to reiterate, the permitting program is meant to start the building permit or the septic permit or other permits that we add to the online permitting program. Of course, they all take administrative review. Basically, once you start a permit online, and like the building permit you can actually pay for online, then it sends me an email. I know there's a permit out there, and I start the review process. If we have questions, we, you know, email you right back or give you a call to let you know that there's some administrative review that needs to be done. But like, again, it starts the process, but it does not complete the process until you have an email permit in hand from us.
Now, how successful has this been? How helpful has this been since it's been implemented?
You know, we just started really publicizing that it was out there, and that's why I wanted to talk with you today and let people know it's there. I think people, you know, obviously with anything new, it takes a little while to get it flowing like it needs to. But I think people are fairly happy with it. They start the process, and then I can go do the review of it. Corey then knows that he's going to be contacted to get septic permits in place. So I think it's going to work fairly well to help people get a hold of us when, you know, like I'm a single person department here. So if I have reviews to go do, I'm not always available. So I think it's going to be a good system for us.
Now, just so people understand, what exactly are some of the things that people need to ask for a permit for? And what are some things that, as Marion County Zoning is going to be looking for and people are going to need a permit for?
In Marion County, anytime you extend the outside structure of your home at a permanent building, you need to get a hold of Marion County. A permit is required. If you're doing just some simple remodeling in your home, you don't necessarily need a building permit, but you would need to check with the state electrical inspector. There are electrical inspections on pretty much everything you're going to build in the county. Another reason, always good to touch base with us here at Marion County Zoning, or if you're going to do any type of work on your septic system, you need to get a hold of Marion County Environmental Health. Our phone number here is 641-828-2243, or you can always go to the Marion County website at co.marion.ia.us and go to the zoning page or the environmental health page for information.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Zoning Administrator Melissa Poppenbarger, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.